Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today with three interviews with aspiring artists in Canada. The first one is Space Face. He invented it all himself. The second is X-Ray Ash. He's coming out with singles. And finally, we have Cole Murkowski. Cole will speak with us later in the show. 8 o'clock will bring Democracy Now!, 8:15 will bring Weather, and then we'll listen to some music. We'll hear Naomi's poetry segment, and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
For every rock there's a stepping stone, one that takes you further than before. And I can go your way, but I'll go my way too. And when this world finally comes to an end, I will be right there beside you, remembering all the words you said. Like, take it day by day, my friend. Take it day by day, my friend. Take it day by day, my friend. For every seed there's a growing tree, one that's growing taller than before. And I'll just sit underneath, my friend.
Take it day by day, my friend.
Take it day by day, my friend.
Take it day by day, day, by day, day my friend.
Comes to an end, I'll be right there, right there beside you. We'll be right back.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online, a fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Psych pop rockers Space Face return with a new single, Happens All the Time, out on June 8th via Mockland. With us today, we have Jake from Space Face. Hi, Jake, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in Space Face.
My name is Jake Ingalls. I started the band back in, 2012, I guess, with my two old friends that I had that didn't know each other, but I introduced them and we started the band and started making music and gigging. And yeah, I think that's how I got involved in Space Face. I started the thing.
Who are your bandmates and what do they play?
Right now, there's four of us, I believe. There's me. I record and play a little bit of everything, but live, Eric Martin is the other lead singer and guitar player. We sort of share lead guitar duties and lead vocalist duties. Matthew Strong is the bass player, and he also writes some songs. Daniel Quinlan was playing keyboard, then played drums on the last tour. I think he's back on keyboard again. And Katie Pierce, who is playing keyboard and singing backup.
During the creation of the video, It Happens All the Time, David Bizarro was a puppeteer. Tell us the puppet story.
I know Bizarro from when I was roadieing for the Flaming Lips, and he was one of the video guys that would be there filming stuff, and he'd edit things, and we just really got along. He's a really nice dude. He eventually ended up quitting to move to New York to pursue his dream of becoming a puppeteer, and he really did it. He's won Emmys and stuff for doing work with Sesame Street and the Muppets and the Sci-Fi Channel. So when it came time to start trying to do these music videos, it just coincided with also it being a pandemic. So I was trying to scheme up ways to make fun videos that didn't involve all of us getting together, because a couple of us live in different states. And I remembered back in 2010, Bizarro had a pretty fun Vine. If you remember what that app is, it was pre-TikTok and Snapchat. Where he would make cardboard puppets and do little sketches with them. So I hit him up and asked if he would be interested in doing a performance video with cardboard puppets. And he said, yeah. So we both ended up saving all of our toilet paper rolls from the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was hoarding those. And then I'd mail them to him and send him pictures of the band and stuff. And he really just took it on and made it his own thing. We did a little conceptualizing together as far as the background of the video looking sort of like Go Ask Alice video. The details that he put into it are just incredible. If you take a close look, all the strings on the guitars are like actually shining like they would on a guitar. There's little knobs and little push pin buttons on the synthesizers. I think he had to do all of it himself too, so it's all on green screen. And his wife helped him do the drummer. And she's not a musician nor a puppeteer, but she's a really awesome person. And I really, really love the way that turned out too, because it sort of accidentally reminds you of Animal from the Muppets, the way the drummer is just kind of going out of control. And I think that was a total accident, but I think it worked out in our favor.
What is the story behind It Happens All the Time?
It's a song about that dreaded moment when you're at a function and you see somebody and you recognize them enough to know that you should know who they are, but you know that you're not going to remember their name and the anxiety that comes with that. But then it's also supposed to be a little bit self-soothing about, it's okay, you know, you don't have to remember everybody's name. It happens all the time. But it's it's about, yeah, that social anxiety of just worrying you're going to offend somebody just by not remembering their name, but saying, hey, man, it's okay. We all do it. Hopefully, I always feel really, really guilty when that happens, or at least I feel like I'm made to feel guilty. And I don't believe that anyone should, because there's too many names in the world. It's too tough. So hopefully people hear this song and feel like it's okay to forget sometimes.
May we hear some of your music?
Of course.
This is It Happens All the Time on the Wednesday Morning After. Future plans for video releases?
For the rest of the year, we're releasing one single every 6 weeks, and every song has a music video. So It Happens All the Time video comes out June 8th, and then 6 weeks after that, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but I know that we have another single with an amazing video, and then 6 weeks after that, we have another amazing single with a fun video that I made, and then so on and so forth. all up until about February, I believe.
How did Space Face's sound get its start? What was the band like when it recorded Space Face, the album?
First started, I think we wanted to be psychedelic, like space punk, surf rock stuff. So it was all about, you know, trying to get like really crazy fast drum parts, but then add these soothing guitar textures over them. I think when I first started, I was really into like percussive playing. So you hear a lot more like stuff messing around with pedals throughout. I think at the time as well, is that this with the Space Face EP, we were probably a little too purist for our own good. We were intent that we should record it all live, the energy of the whole band playing together. And I think it really comes across. I'm glad we did it that way, but I'm not certain that's the best option all the time. We were just fast playing space punks.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yes, please.
This is Panoramic View on CKUT. If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find everything about us from the text community that we have to our merch to streamables on www.spacefacemusic.com.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Space Face speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Despite the melancholic lyrics in nearly every song on X-Ray Ash's debut album, 2004, the production instrumentation sound quite bright and upbeat. Dreamy funk guitar licks and simple but catchy drum machine fills permeate throughout the album. It sounds feel good, but many of the songs lyrically are referencing trauma. It's that juxtaposition that makes 2004 highly enjoyable front to back. With us today, we have Ashneel Ray, also known as X-Ray Ash. Hi, Ashneel, and welcome to the show.
Hi, it's good to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be known as X-Ray Ash.
Yes, my name is X-Ray Ash. I'm a musician. I have an album coming out called 2004, June 10th. The name X-Ray Ash that I go by is a combination of Ray and Ash. When I move to cities, people tend to mess up my name. So it was just easier to either go by Ash, which is a shortened version of my first name, or Ray, which is like a version of my last name. And then to come up with an artist alias, I guess, I just put an X in front of it because it seemed like it flowed a bit better.
What was your childhood like, and how does it influence your music today?
My childhood was, I like to think, fairly normal. Obviously, it had its ups and downs. I was bullied quite a bit and kind of a black sheep within like my family and school, social gatherings. I think what happened with that was I kind of learned how to be myself, like be comfortable when alone and find ways to create, to keep occupied. That definitely helped out my music. Another big thing for me during my childhood was soul music. My mom listened to it all the time. And that's something that, that pain and emotion that you feel in like 50s, 60s soul with like Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, that's the kind of emotion that I want to have in my music.
Who do you work with when you produce an album, and why is this person's work important to you?
I work with a number of people, and honestly, the album could not have been done without them. Slim Titty Ray, Jalen January, they mixed and mastered. They also featured on the album. And a big, big help in this whole process was Kobe Beats. Kobe Beats is an extremely talented producer. Every awesome funky guitar riff that you hear was done by him. He's extremely talented with guitar, his production style and everything. And I hope to keep working with these people.
Maybe hear some of your music?
Of course.
This has been The Fact Scene on the Wednesday Morning After.
Exchange your heart and soul, burn my love till it was cold, to make what I thought was love with you. I guess our hearts weren't true. Now I'm stuck between right and wrong, thinking what went wrong. I need a minute, but all I got is seconds counting down. I wish I had a second chance, a second glance at you. Maybe I could see the beast behind the beauty, but that's not me. Nah, that's not me. I guess it's not my duty to judge, but I try my best to love. Cause stuck in a rut, stuck taking these drugs. The last time I open up will be my autopsy. I take so much to not feel like me. Hazy, faded memories. I guess it's mocking high worries, sorrows. Don't know what's reality. Hiding from mirrors, scared of what I see. But that's not me. No, that's not me. Soul searching, truth seeking.
Souls hurting, who's healing? Searching for freedom from my fears, searching for reasons to stay here. Soul searching, truth seeking. Souls hurting, who's healing? Searching for freedom from my fear, searching for reasons to stay. I might be a better person if I quit smoking. Might be a better person if I didn't drink. I might be better if I didn't overthink. But these pills ain't suppressing much. Only motivation's how much more I hate myself. Wake up, cold sweat in bed, to view my texts on red. Maybe I'd be better if I didn't drink. Maybe I'd have better relationships if I didn't say my thoughts before I think. Huh. Soul searching, truth seeking. Souls hurting, who's healing? Searching for freedom from my fear, searching for reasons to stay here. Soul searching, truth seeking. Souls hurting, who's healing? Searching for freedom from my fear, searching for reasons to stay. To stay. To stay. Searching for reasons to stay. Huh.
You've had to deal with depression during your life. Please tell us that story.
Depression for me, I believe, was, I don't know how to word it. I guess saying I was born with it. It's something I've dealt with since I was a child. I've kind of learned to find coping mechanisms. Honestly, not until later in life. I kind of secretly dealt with depression from childhood, teenage years, and early adulthood, and kind of just let that bottle up until I finally had to let people know and find ways to better myself. And I think a lot of the albums, what that is, it's talking about that bottling up of my emotions and my depression. And finally, at the end, it's like a release, you know, like I'm finally free. I feel like me again.
You are now working on a documentary called Where Fire Came Down. When will it be out, and where may we see it?
Yes, the documentary, Where Fire Came Down. That is a documentary where I talk about Canada's most recent volcano. It's located in the Nass Valley. And what I wanted to do was compare the local stories and cultural stories from the elders of the Nass Valley and compare that to a scientific and historical standpoint and see where they kind of weave in together and where they're different. I'm working on some licensing and we're actually filming more for it. The test screenings went really well, so we're gonna keep filming more, get that licensing done, and it should be on streaming platforms soon.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yes, let's do it.
This is Weighted on CKUT.
In a vintage Nike tee, Mr. Lonely, I don't wanna be seen. Mitch it in the air, I smell Reggie. Same old story since the days of 303. Pull up in that vintage Nike tee,
Show up late, dip early from the scene. Getting faded to fade the memories. Midnight blue, how's you sorry? I remember the words from last night, so I don't wanna remember tonight. The memories that stay are the ones wanna fade. Control or delete with the cup. I'm stuck, fuck luck. A game of duck, duck, duck. Goose, jungle juice, drunken words are the truth. Not well spoken on emotion, there's no substance involved. Under influence for pressure and anger, poet evolves. When bottled up, you bound to burst. Burn bridges, do the worst. Count your blessings, bitch, I think I'm cursed. I don't just burn bridges, I blow them up while I stand on them. Push away those closest to you, cause you said it'll harm them. Fade cause you're lonely, but rather be lonely when you fade. Bad days counting down, my mistress is misery.
White paper, white lines, white lines. White paper, white lines, white lines.
Pull up in a vintage Nike tee. Mr. Lonely, I don't wanna be seen. Mid shit in the air, I smell Reggie. Same old story since the days of 303. Pull up in a vintage Nike tee. Show up late, dip early from the scene. Getting faded to fade the memories. Midnight blue, how was you sorry?
And I know you're probably with her, but please call me back. Bye.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
My music's available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, wherever you go for your music, you can find it there. My album is out June 10th. And that will be, again, on all streaming platforms. So feel free to listen to that.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
You've been listening to X-Ray Ash speaking about his life and his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning
when the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up.
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Have the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Early in the morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Cole McCusky has written the perfect proposal and engagement song, Say Yes. With a sound similar to Train and some Canadian classic rock stalwarts like Tom Cochrane, Cole has been playing music since he was a young boy. His latest single, Say Yes, is the third track from Cole's upcoming Moments of a Lifetime EP dropping this July. With us today, we have Cole Mirkowski. Hi, Cole, and welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be the musician Cole Mirkowski.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Cole Mirkowski. I am a singer slash songwriter slash guitar player from Edmonton, Alberta. How I came to become Cole Mirkowski? Well, that was the name I was given at birth, but the musician Cole Mirkowski I always kind of grew up with music, grew up playing music, and kind of towards the end of university, really got into writing and recording music, found I loved it, and wanted to share some of the stuff I wrote and recorded with the world.
What was your formal training as a singer-songwriter?
I didn't have tons of formal training. I took a couple of years of piano lessons and guitar lessons when I was young, but nothing that stuck super long. There was a singer-songwriter club that we had in high school that was kind of where I first kind of branched out and started writing music. But most of it has been self-taught, kind of just trial by fire a little bit, see what, you know, write things and throw them at the wall and see what sticks and go from there.
Who did you work with to produce the Moments of a Lifetime EP?
So it's a band, or there's a production duo called The Renaissance based out of Vancouver. And when I had written my first album, The Good Fight, it was inspired musically by this band called The Faceplants. And the two people who work are in The Renaissance are members of The Faceplants. So I sent it to them and kind of said, you know, you guys inspired this album. I'd love for you guys to take a listen to it. And they reached out and said, yeah, we really liked it. We'd absolutely love to work with you. So I was very excited about that.
Your latest release is called Say Yes. What is the story behind this song?
Not necessarily an amazing story, but basically when I was writing it, this EP, I knew I wanted to capture kind of moments in a relationship. And one of those for sure would be, you know, a proposal. And so when I was writing it, kind of, I was inspired. A couple of my friends have been getting engaged recently. And so kind of wanted to kind of explore that and just make it fun and make it kind of capture the joy and stuff that you get in those moments.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Say Yes on the Wednesday Morning After.
Say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, and you'll never be alone.
Where do you intend to celebrate the Moments of a Lifetime EP?
It'll have to depend, I think, on where restrictions are at in Alberta here. I think it's planning to release in July, so hopefully things are open up by then. But I'm planning to do some sort of release live stream or something to kind of get people online involved, even if we can't be in person. So,
what are your plans musically for the next year?
With everything opening up, I'm hoping to start playing some more live shows. I think there's going to be a massive demand for live music, and I'm more than excited to fill that void. Other than that, I mean, I'm always writing music. I think coming out of this year, there's going to be a lot to write about, or there's a lot to write about. So I think there's a lot of fun stuff I can find in there. So
maybe listen to some more of your music.
Definitely.
This is On My Way Home on CKUT.
We said we'd go our separate ways, and you packed your bags and left, and silence filled the space. And as I watched you disappear, well, I said it's for the best that you don't linger here. But what have I got left to show? My sleeve worn heart is everything I've ever known. I'm left here broken on my own, with no one to show me where to go. On my way home, on my way home, these streets unknown. On my way home,
my way, my way, my way,
on my way home,
my way, my way home.
I've always loved a good cliche, and they say you love when least expected, trust and wait. But here I am from where I've been, chasing a high and scared I'll never reach again. I've never wanted something more, and I gave up everything that I had known before. But now with nothing to my name, how can I ever be the same? Way home, on my way home, these streets unknown. On my way home,
my way, my way, my way home.
On my way home,
my way, my way, my way home.
So tell me, where have I come to? The city lights called out and led me here to you. Your dead and heart abandoned me, and I don't know where I'm meant to be. On my way home, on my way home, these streets unknown. On my way home,
my way, my way, my way home.
On my way home.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. If you go to Bandcamp, you can purchase my stuff there. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Cole Markoski speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Time. mother made, clutching trophies of childhood triumphs, like you'd want to save the good old days. Oh, no, 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 you've got to go. On the open ocean awaits for me, baby. I can't even try to describe all the glory you will surely find. On the open ocean awaits for you, my dear. You've got to find your own way there. When you can, we'll find the end, we'll find. A single bead of sweat forms on your head, rolls down.
Ooh. You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In northern Minnesota, over 100 water protectors were arrested Monday in the largest act of civil disobedience to date aimed at halting the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline. If completed, Line 3 would carry more than 750,000 barrels of Canadian tar sands oil a day through Indigenous land and fragile ecosystems, endangering lakes, rivers, and wild rice beds. The day of action began when over 1,000 water protectors blockaded a pipeline pump station north of the town of Park Rapids. Many of the activists locked themselves together or to heavy machinery, including bulldozers and diggers.
I'm the mother of 3 children. I trooped out here from Boston. I'm a Mi'kmaq woman. And I'm here because they need backup. They need voices. There's strength in numbers, you know? All these kids out here, I'm going to say it over and over and over again. All the kids out here deserve the future that we as parents promised our kids. And if this is how I have to fulfill that promise, then this is how I'm going to fulfill that promise. And not just for my kids, but for every kid sitting out here.